presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky. Look. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, mighty champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the outer reaches of the universe with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walks about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw them, Kent and Lois Lane were at the observatory of Lois's uncle, Dr. Horace Morton, for an interview on the amazingly accurate Morton system of weather forecasting. As soon as they had arrived, they realized something was wrong. Elmer Rogers, Morton's assistant, had started to warn them, but suddenly stopped. Later, a possible connection had appeared between the Morton Observatory and the lonely slopes of Music Mountain and an outbreak of crime in the nearby town. Finally, during a heavy hailstorm, which Dr. Morton had correctly prophesied, Kent and Lois heard a shot. Running to investigate, they discovered Elmer Rogers, the assistant, lying dead on the floor of his room. As our story continues today, a very few seconds have passed. Kent and Lois Lane are bending over the still form of Rogers while the hail beats outside. And Dr. Morton is nowhere to be found.
Miss Kent, listen, that hailstorm is still going on.
Never mind the hailstorm, Miss Lane. I told you not to come down here.
I'm sorry. I'll be all right. It's just so sudden. Rogers shot. Who do you think did it and why?
Can't tell you that, Miss Lane. But I can tell you how. There's the gun. See? There under the bench. Don't touch it.
I won't. What are we going to do?
Nothing for the moment. One of the first things I'd like to know is... Is that someone coming?
Yes, down the stairs.
Must be your uncle.
Uncle Horace! Uncle Horace!
Horace, my dear, where are you? I declare, I was afraid you'd run off.
We're down here, Dr. Morton. Something's happened. Please be ready for a shock.
A shock, my boy? What are you talking about? Good heavens.
Oh, Uncle Horace.
Kent, what's happened? What's the matter with Rogers?
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Rogers has been shot. Killed.
Killed? Elmer Rogers? Why, that's not possible. It can't be. Great heavens. How did he do it?
How did he do it? Uncle Horace, you mean you think he did it himself?
My dear Lord, what else? Yes, and there's the gun he used to do it with, too. See, right here.
Don't pick it up, Dr. Morton. Please, let it alone.
Don't pick it up? But nonsense, my boy. How am I going to look at it if I don't pick it up? Hey, look, see for yourself.
All right. Damage is done now.
What's he talking about? What damage?
Uncle, if there were fingerprints on the gun, you spoiled them by picking it up.
Fingerprints? Oh, that's quite so.
Clark, what are you going to do now?
Notify the police. That's all there is to do. And the quicker the better. Would you mind phoning them, Dr. Morton?
Police phone? Why, certainly.
Just tell them Mr. Rogers has been killed and ask them to get here as soon as they can.
But look here, Kent. Must we have the police? Do you think it's really necessary?
Why, Uncle, of course it's necessary. Please hurry and telephone.
I'm sorry, Dr. Morton. There's no way out. The telephone's upstairs, isn't it?
All right. If you think it's the thing to do. Oh, poor Rogers.
Poor fellow. What do you make of that?
Mr. Kent, I don't understand it. He ought to be all broken up. Rogers has been with him for years, but he isn't broken up. He's quite calm.
Isn't he? I don't like to say it, Miss Lane, but he acts like a man who's trying to be broken up.
What do you mean?
I think you know. You and I, the doctor, and Elmer Rogers are the only four people on Music Mountain. That is, so far as we know. If Elmer Rogers was killed, one of us killed him.
Oh, no. Uncle Horace couldn't have done it.
Your uncle was out of the room when we heard the shot. Where was he and what was he doing? And he was pretty cute about picking up the gun, too.
What do you mean?
I mean, if there were two sets of prints on that gun, Rogers and somebody else's, and that somebody else happened to be Horace Morton, well, he's got a perfectly legitimate explanation now. The prints got on the gun when he picked it up.
Clark, it's not so. I don't believe it. And anyway, how do you know Rogers didn't do it himself? You remember how strangely he acted when we got here.
Not strangely. Frightened, Miss Lane. And frightened of what? Why did he stop talking? Because he saw Dr. Morton coming.
Here he comes again.
My dear Kent, most unfortunate. But we can't get the police. We can't get anyone.
Oh, what's the matter?
Apparently the storm has broken down the wires. Sharp but severe.
What? You mean the line's dead? You can't get the operator?
Believe me, I can't get a soul.
Mr. Kent, there's only one thing to do. You've got to go down the mountain to New Birmingham while Uncle Horace and I stay here at the observatory.
Leave you here?
You must. I don't mind. I'll be all right.
Well, she's right, my boy. That is, if you feel you must go at all.
Go ahead, Mr. Kent. Take the car and go down and bring back the police. We'll stay right here while you're gone.
Well, all right. But don't take chances. Keep your eyes open, Miss Lane, and be careful.
Hurry, Miss Kent. Uncle Horace will look after me, won't you, Uncle?
Bless my soul. Certainly, certainly. Of course,
Doc. Very well, I'll go. Out this door right here. It leads to the road, doesn't it?
Yes. Where's your car?
Down around the turn. We walked the last few steps. Hello, the storm stopped. Still foggy, though, but the hail's gone.
Hurry. Hurry down and hurry back.
I hate to do it. She's probably safe enough. If he did kill Rogers, he wouldn't dare do anything to his own niece. That would pin it on him for keeps. I think I can make better time than you, Birmingham, with Superman. Get down and back faster than they imagine. All right, this ought to do it. Up we go. Up and faster. Faster. Down the mountain like a bullet. Out. Out and away.
Flashing through the night air, red cape streaming in the wind, Superman streaks down the mountain and out over the streets of New Birmingham, searching for police headquarters. But suddenly he sees lights, crowds, hear shouts, desperate calls, police lines fighting to keep back a frenzied mob. Down he sweeps, and down. What's that? Looks like something's happened at the bank. And if I want police, this is where I'll find them. I'll duck down into that alley and come out again as Clark Kent. Down, down. There. Don't think anybody's seen me. What in thunder's going on? Well, I'll soon know. Just as quick as I can get hold of an officer.
Ah. There's the police sergeant right now. Hey there, sergeant! Sergeant!
Out of the way, young fellow! Out of the way! Can't stop now. Get back.
Officer, listen. There's been a murder up on Music Mountain. I've just come down.
Well, what's that?
I say there's been a murder on Music Mountain in Dr. Morton's observatory.
Well, who is it? Quick!
Morton's assistant, Elmer Rogers.
Wait, you say he's dead?
Shot through the heart.
Well, if he's dead, it'll have to wait, though. If we don't work fast, there'll be three men dead right here in town.
Why, what's happened? I'm a reporter.
Oh, a reporter. Okay. Well, there was a divil of a big hailstorm, yes. And right in the middle of it, a gang tapped the bank.
What? A gang held up the bank during that storm?
Yeah. They held up the bank, got away clean, and left three special officers in the vault, locked in with a time lock.
What? Three men locked in a vault? Officer, how long have they been there?
I don't know. Maybe half an hour, maybe less. And they'll suffocate if they ain't out of there pretty quick. And the time lock's set for tomorrow morning.
What?
We can't do a thing. We can't use dynamite. They'll die. Every last one of them.
Sergeant! That vault, where is it?
What's it to you? You can't do anything.
Where is it? I've got to know.
Right over yonder, under the main part of the bank. Hey, where are you going? Hey, what about that murder? Hey!
Can't stop now. This is more important.
A bank hold up during that hailstorm, eh? I wonder if that had anything to do with what Rogers wanted to tell us. And that note Lois found. We'll have to go into that later. Right now, my job is getting into that vault. Back to that alley, quick. Dynamite may not be able to reach that vault, but I think Superman can. Here we are. Down. Down. Now then, it ought to be right under here. 10 feet of earth, 3 feet of steel and concrete. Well, here goes.
Hidden in the darkness of the alley, Superman applies his terrific strength to tearing into the earth above the vault. Muscles of steel, hands and fingers like steel talons ripped through earth and stone. Dust and debris rise in a whirling cloud, and suddenly, Superman finds himself at the face of the vault.
Now then, sheet steel and reinforced concrete. Almost in. I can hear them gasping. Once more. Made it. Into the vault. There they are. Out cold, dying from suffocation. Fresh air will fix that. Now what? Well, I could take them out the way I came in, of course. But there's a crowd in the bank. I think it would be simpler to knock the door of the vault out. All I have to do, really, is grab hold of the edges and heave. Locks are giving way. I bet they'll be surprised out there. Hope they have the sense to stand back. Here goes. Once more, and we do it.
Who's that guy? Where'd he come from? Hey!
Sorry, gentlemen. Can't stay. That business elsewhere. Now, back the way I came in. Out to the alley. Out, out, and away! They'll talk about that forever. But they won't connect it with Clark Kent. And that's all that matters. Now, back to the observatory in Lois. Up we go. Out of the alley. This does it. Away! Up, up, faster, and away!
Back up the mountain goes the winging shape, while in the streets of New Birmingham, stunned crowds sway and cluster about the bank, watching the prisoners in the vault come out as men rescued from the dead. Police organize for a hurried trip to Martin Observatory. But Superman is there far ahead of them, sweeping down out of the darkness to the doorway before the house. There we are. Hope Lois is all right. Down we go. Down. Down. Now, up to the door. And then back to Clark Kent.
Miss Lane! Miss Lane, it's me. It's Clark Kent. I'm back. Open the door. That's peculiar. Hey, Scott, I hope... Why, the door isn't even locked. It's open. Where are they?
Lois! Lois! Dr. Morton, where are you? Dr. Morton!
Great heavens, they're not here. What could have happened? The place is empty, deserted.
Lois! Lois Lane! Lois! Lois!
Mystery piling on mystery. Kent returns to find the observatory empty and deserted. Where are Lois and Horace Morton? Who killed Elmer Rogers? And what sinister connection is fast taking form between the Morton weather forecast and the dark forces of the underworld? Tune in and follow the story of Superman. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.